You are listening to Certification Conversations from The Standard Show in collaboration with BSI Certification, helping organizations to embed best practice. Today's episode is on the customer service kite mark.
Hello, my name is Matthew Childs, and this is Certification Conversations, a series from The Standard Show, developed in collaboration with our friends at BSI Certification. This series features some key standards and certification schemes and explores how they help organisations of all types and in all sectors to improve the way they do things and to get to where they need to go. With our guests, we discuss how organisations can use standards to manage psychological health and safety in the workplace, how they demonstrate their carbon neutrality, and how they can provide protections for vulnerable consumers. This episode is about the customer service kite mark, and our guest is Natasha Bambridge, BSI Global Director for Consumer Promise Practice. I spoke to Natasha about the kite mark and how it helps organisations. Before we hear from her, here's a quick guide to the customer service kite mark.
The BSI kite mark has stood for quality and trust since 1903. It is an exclusive trademark owned by BSI and was originally only used in the UK, but it is now recognized throughout the world as a mark of quality and distinction. The kite mark for customer service is based on British and international standards and regular measurement of customer satisfaction. To achieve the kite mark, organizations are assessed against BS 8477, Code of Practice for Customer Service, and ISO 10002, Customer Satisfaction, Complaints Handling and Management. Achieving the customer service kite mark proves that an organization puts its customers first and takes care to give them a service experience that consistently meets their expectations.
So, hi, Tasha. Welcome to The Standard Show.
Hi there.
Now, let's begin like we do with all of our guests. What's been your standards journey? How did it start for you and where are you now?
Great. So it started for me 20 years ago now. So I joined BSI as an administrator. So I've been in the testing, inspection and certification business for just over 20 years now. I led our training business at BSI, and we taught thousands of delegates to understand the requirements of standards, to implement them, to audit them. And that took us across the most popular standards around, you know, quality, environmental and health and safety, right the way through to the medical device regulations. Then I joined our product certification business at BSI, where I was responsible for the UK market. And there I supported clients in a whole plethora of standards, you know, right across construction products, you know, energy and IoT more recently. Now my role is working globally, and I'm leading what we call our consumer promise practice. And what that actually means is that's where myself and my team of certification managers manage a broad range of schemes. And it's really about where consumers are looking for that independent assurance on claims that an organisation is making about themselves. And that's across all industry sectors in this role. You know, for example, assuring that, you know, say the service that you're receiving as a customer is inclusive through a standard called BS 18477. So the services have been designed with, you know, people with vulnerabilities in mind. You know, or if you've had a bump in your car, that the vehicle that you're driving when it's been that's been repaired has been effectively repaired through a kite marked vehicle body repair garage, which has been certified to BS 10125. So I've worked across a really broad range of standards, both supporting UK clients and more recently supporting clients globally. So it's been an interesting journey in the world of standards.
Now, that's your personal journey. How about the kite mark then? Tell us a bit about the kite mark. What's been its journey?
Brilliant. So it's been a really broad journey for the kite mark as well. So, you know, the kite mark was formed in 1903. And I won't take you right back to there, but in the 50s, it was really about helping consumers to know whether goods were well produced that were being imported, particularly being imported in the UK, but were being purchased by consumers. And over time, local authorities, you know, saw the value of this, and they would look for Kitemark as well when they were, you know, specifying products that were being put into, you know, into infrastructure. So our favourite, one of our favourite Kitemarks is always the manhole cover. So you'll see the Kitemark on manhole covers in, you know, in streets up and down the UK where local authorities have specified that it's been made to certain standards. And most importantly, it's been tested to those standards as well, so that you can be reassured that it meets a defined level. And then since then, it's been adopted globally. So UAE, for example, is a key market who recognise the Kitemark. And it's really for the, you know, for the Kitemark, it's about being, you know, in a lot of places above and beyond what the regulation would state. So we always use the example of a fire extinguisher. So, you know, a fire extinguisher for the CE regulation would need to conform with the Pressure Equipment Directive. So in a fire, it's not going to explode. So, you know, as a fireman goes into a building, it's not going to explode. Now, what the Kitemark does is go beyond that and actually gives you that reassurance that that fire extinguisher is also capable of putting out the fire that that you purchased it to put out. So if you've got a fire extinguisher in your house, it's really important as a consumer that you know it's going to perform as you want it to perform at the time that you need it. And Kitemark still stands for all of that today, but now it's a mark to look for as well for consumers or organisations who want to independently trust that a claim is being made. And that takes us into areas like IoT, so the devices that we're buying, are they safe, and is our data safe when we're connecting a light in our home, you know, to our internet and giving it our Wi-Fi password? Is that safe, and is that device going to protect our data? And more recently, areas like honey, for example. So when you purchase honey in a store, we now certify and Kitemark jars of honey so that you can trust it actually is honey that's in the jar. More recently, we've been in areas of sustainability. But ultimately, I think Kitemark has always and continues to stand for trust. You know, trust the claim that is being made on a particular product or a service.
Now, earlier we heard our quick guide to the customer service Kitemark. Why and when was this particular Kitemark created, and sort of what problem or problems does it seek to solve?
The Kitemark for customer service, it was really created with two different angles in mind. So created to answer a need for consumers, and also created to answer a need for organisations and the industry as a whole. So if I think about consumers first, you know, consumers want an assurance of a level of service that they're going to receive from an organisation. And what we've seen over time is consumers, they don't trust the claims that have always been made to them from organisations. And, you know, more recently, they were seeking, you know, say, peer reviews on, you know, on independent websites where people would be reviewing services. But then all of the fake reviews came in, and then that wasn't trusted quite as much. So we were really answering the need from consumers to answer the need that this service can be trusted, that it's going to be at a benchmark level of service. You know, and also if something goes wrong with a service, you want to have a level of assurance that this organisation is going to handle that well. From an organisation's perspective, you know, all organisations are focused on their client, and some want to, you know, meet and exceed their customers' expectations. And I think when we think back to any organisation, to both today's success but also the ongoing resilience of an organisation is dependent, you know, not just on your product but also the service that you're actually delivering to your customers. So stakeholders, shareholders want to have that reassurance that organisations are doing the very best they can by the clients or customers that they're dealing with. And this gives them a way to assure that a system's in place and it's been effectively implemented and independently validated as well, so that you can give that board level assurance that we're doing the very best that we can by our customers, not just for today, but we've also got plans in place to do that for tomorrow as well.
Here's me interrupting my conversation with Natasha with a reminder to you that here on The Standard Show, we really welcome your feedback. Do please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. You can find us on Twitter at Standard Show, and check out the show notes for all of the ways to get in touch. And how do organisations, sort of how do they use the standards that make up the Kite Mark?
So the Kite Mark scheme itself, it utilises two key standards. So one of them is BS 8477, which is a code of practice for customer service. And then the other one is BS ISO 10002 for complaints management. So the organisation has to have a system in place so that they're meeting the needs and the expectations of their customers. And actually, organisations that do this really well, it's not something that sits on the side. It becomes the very fabric of how your business has run. So if you think about, organisations who really delight their customers with customer experience, the best practice document brings into place the strategy that the organisation has in place, you know, that they formed the right culture around their client experience throughout their whole organisation, you know, that the leadership teams are advocating for the customer. So they're not just focused on revenue and profit of the business, but they're advocating for the customer experience as well. And what you see organisations do who implement this system is you see them having, you know, the right resources in place, the training and competence of their staff is there as well. And as they bring on new technologies within organisations, particularly around customer experience, and this has gone through a big shift over, you know, in the last 10 years, It enables an organisation to have that evaluation in place to ensure that that technology is appropriate and it's actually designed with the customer as the user in mind. So organisations that do this well have this embedded system in place that very much becomes part of the culture of their organisation, and obsessing about the customer is a way that they operate their business.
So I can see from an organisation perspective, you know, the benefits of using those individual standards. But what about the sort of benefits of then sort of achieving the Kite Mark? I mean, why would organisations do it?
Yeah. I think, you know, once you've actually implemented those two standards, the final part is then testing the effectiveness of it. You know, so you've put these systems in place, that's great. You've got this culture in place and you've trained your staff, they're competent. But what do your customers actually think about your business? And what we do is we through the Kite Mark scheme, we validate the data that the organisation is collecting around their customer experience. So we look at things like Net Promoter Score, that they're meeting this benchmark level. And it enables the organisation to then use that Kite Mark to promote their services so they can use the independence of being certified by a third-party organisation such as BSI. And they can use that Kite Mark to really quickly build trust with potential customers and win new business. They can continue to drive that culture, which is so important within a business, that they continue to improve because they've got BSI coming in, you know, every 6 months to assess them. They'll continue to drive that culture and that focus on client experience. And those customers will continue to return. You know, there's so many studies that show that when you deliver that top quality service to your customers, they will repeatedly come back to your business. And those customers cost you as an organisation less to do business with. And it highlights their commitment ultimately. So you're going the extra mile by obtaining third-party certification. And it's assuring your stakeholders, look, we're not just talking the talk. It's not just us saying we'll give you a great client experience. You know, we're really putting ourselves out there and have been independently assessed and tested in this space. So they can use it to win new business and importantly, retain those clients that they've delivered such a great service to.
And I'm just wondering, who is this Kite Mark, this particular Kite Mark for? Is, you know, what type and size of organisations? I mean, is it suitable for all organisations, no matter what their sector or industry?
Yeah, it is suitable for all organisations. Even sole traders can achieve a Kite Mark, you know, as long as they have the systems in place and we're able to test that data for them. You know, and it could be that you're producing a product that you sell to a customer, or it could be that you're, you know, delivering a service to customers. And it could be across any medium as well. So it could be that you're in person, it's, you know, like a face-to-face transaction that's occurring with your customers, but it could also be by phone, it could be an online one. So it really is available to all organisations, all industry sectors, and it's consistently applied across those.
And are there any sort of other requirements or systems that organisations need to have in place in order to achieve the Kite Mark?
So it's once the organisation has implemented that system and they've successfully achieved the required customer satisfaction levels, that's when they achieve certification. So they've implemented those two standards. They've been collecting their client data and they're meeting this benchmark level that we require for the Kite Mark scheme for what good looks like for a Kite Mark. They can then achieve certification and they learn so much through that process, both through them implementing the systems and the work that they will need to do internally to get themselves to that level, but also through the assessment process. But that's really just the start of their journey, because from that point, they need to maintain that system and actually they need to continually improve what they're doing within that system as well. So we'll be coming back and continually assessing their processes and validating their data. And they'll be driving new objectives to continually improve what they're doing as well. And as their business continues to develop, as they develop and launch, say, new products or new ways of interacting with clients, or even as they react to disruption, like we all saw with COVID, they now have that strategy and culture in place and that backbone in place with their procedures to be able to react to those circumstances and keep on improving. Their competitors are never going to stand still. So I always say with them, when a client achieves a Kite Mark, it's such a wonderful achievement for them and they can use it to really help promote their business. But it's really just the start of their journey in terms of how they can drive forward even more improvements within their business as well.
So Tash, I'm just thinking as a final thought, if you were to highlight one particular aspect, a really important aspect of the Kite Mark, what would that be?
For me, what's most important is it's all about strategy and culture and how a business will continue to thrive. In BS 8477, there's one particular clause, I think it's clause 4, where they talk about the role of strategy and culture being crucial in achieving consistent and high levels of customer service. And what's so important about that is that companies that differentiate their products based on good customer service, they last longer, they're more profitable and they attract the loyalty of existing and new customers. And I think that for me is at the essence of the standard, that this is all about culture and having the strategy throughout the organisation to drive that customer-centric culture that the Kite Mark helps you to communicate then to your clients.
My thanks to Natasha for this particular certification conversation and to you for listening. To find out more about the customer service Kite Mark, visit bsigroup.com/Kite Mark.
You have been listening to an episode of The Standard Show. Subscribe to us now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.